Yeah, look, the Raging Bull is a company that myself and former footballer David Calthorpe started with the aim of providing Australian athletes with the chance to sign professional contracts in whatever their sport is. Currently, we have some baseball players, some football players, a really good golfer who's coming through, just got his Asia Tour card named Paul Spargo. And then just last week, we signed Marcus Solbach, the German kid that's been pitching for Mulgrave. And we organised a bullpen for him in front of the Twins. And within 24 hours of him throwing a 30-pitch bullpen, the Twins came back with an offer. We just negotiated a little bit. Got the college thrown in, a little bit more money, and he signed the contract. So it's great for him, and it's a great story for, you know, the baseball community, sort of us and Mulgrave and working together, and a kid from Germany. You know, it's all coming together for a win-win situation. You know, we'll probably check out some of the kids in the national tournaments this year, and you know, talk to their parents. You know, that's how we operate. We don't actually talk to the kids. We go and speak to the parents and let them know that you know, we're interested in the kid, or you know, we think we can help them out. And hopefully, you know, we tick all the right boxes for the parents, and you know, we're able to represent the kid. But you know, Dave and myself have both been through everything that, you know, a young athlete's going to go through as far as contracts go. Dave spent 12 years in the AFL, and then myself has spent about 8 years with the Twins and the Rockies. So we've seen it all, and we can we believe we can help out the young kids with their contracts and their careers.
Yeah, well, that's the biggest thing that Dave and I spoke about when we first got together about forming Raging Bull, was that we wanted to really make a difference in the players' lives after their baseball or the whatever sport was over, after their career was over. Too often the case, and it happened to me, it happened to Dave, where as soon as you're released from your contract, you're sort of left high and dry. You know, you've devoted your whole life to this game and to this dream, and then all of a sudden it's just taken away from you, and you can be left feeling empty inside and directionless. And that's where we plan on coming in, really, to help the kids. And we think, you know, if the kids ends up being a major leaguer, they're not going to need us too much. But if they end up getting released after 4 years, well, that's when we're going to come in and help the kid. You know, we're going to get them into a job through the contacts that myself and Dave have, which is extensive throughout Victoria and Australia. We'll get them into school. You know, we'll help them out with whether they need some adjustment to get back into life, you know, counselling, that sort of thing, whatever they do, because it is a big step once you find yourself, you know, just looking into that void after being released. And it's something that most agents don't provide you with. You know, they're happy to know you and they want to know you when everything's going good, but as soon as you know, have a couple of bad games and you're sitting on the bench, and next thing you know, you get released. You try calling your agent, and all of a sudden, you're not getting calls returned. And that's not what we're about. We're going to, you know, we're big on really helping these kids, you know, get together and get their lives back together and get out there. You know, we're forming a deal with the AFL Players Association to try and get our players into their union, which provides fantastic support. It's a really good network for the footballers once they finish their contracts. We're going to try and get our baseball kids in there. And, you know, once you join us, you know, you join us for life, and that's going to be our motto. You find yourself getting, most of the time, if you have your, you know, you give you 3 or 4 or 5 years, so they're looking sort of early 20s, they come back here, you know, the mates that they went to school with, they've gone through college or university, they've got a degree, or they've been plumbers or electricians, and, you know, they've got a good trade behind them, and then the kids come back here, and they've been, you know, chasing a baseball around for 5 years, and as impressive as that is, the effort to get there, it doesn't do you much as far as getting a job out here. You know, you can't put on a paper that I was a, you know, shortstop for the Minnesota Twins for 5 years, because, you know, that they don't really care about that. So that's where we come in to try and really help them out. You know, we put them in a direction, we give them that leg up that they need just through the people that me and Dave have been able to form relationships with.